Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 10th of September at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Financial Services Ireland, and we'll be looking at what is going on in the French economy and all the markets as usual, including that news overnight that Lisa Cook has been reinstated at the Fed. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that the Cabinet will today approve a raft of measures, including plans to remove the Dublin Airport passenger cap and new SME funding to improve Ireland's competitiveness. Ireland must pivot with purpose in order to support the Indigenous enterprise and foreign direct investment of tomorrow, the Enterprise Minister Peter Burke will tell colleagues. Mr. Burke will present a new action plan on competitiveness to the government as well. The new plan will scale up funding for SMEs, create a new National Artificial Intelligence Agency, and detail plans to lift the Dublin Airport passenger cap in an effort to offset major threats. The plan also proposes to increase funding for research activities in the higher education sector and create a new agency aimed at positioning Ireland as a global hub for intellectual property. AP reports that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen delivers a major State of the Union speech today, addressing the challenges facing the world's largest trading bloc and laying out her vision for tackling them. During her address to be delivered to MEPs in Strasbourg, Ursula von der Leyen is expected to announce new spending targets and policies for the year ahead, though few details have been released about what she will say. John Mulligan in the Irish Independent reports that Conor McGregor's loss-making Forged Stout production company has been hit with a near €10,000 debt judgment by a manufacturer of stainless steel vessels for the food, drink and pharmaceutical sectors. Spectec International is owned by a father and daughter team, Tony and Faye Healy, who also own the award-winning Dundalk Bay Brewery and Distillery. Their brewery makes beers under the Brewmaster name.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.